All right, folks, welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast where we talk about anything and everything fresh juice and indie games. Let's be honest, we get a little loosey-goosey sometimes, but we're gonna have a good time because we got a great show for you. Because guess what, I am one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always on the other side of the screen or your ear pod, it is
Maddie Juice. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show, Tommy. I've got some feet that are a little bit angry today. Oh, a little boy. Bit angry. And I can't wait to talk about it.
We're going to get to it. I mean, there's a new Devolver game, Angerfoot, right? Devolver, the biggest probably producer of indie games there is.
The premier,
the triple I, you know, the... Yep. The big cheese, the kahuna, I don't know, but
Matata,
the Hakuna Matata. We got a great show for you all. We're going to talk about Angerfoot and our thoughts on this pretty wacky game, and it's going to be a good time. And we also have some really great listener questions. If you hang around towards the end, they're going to be super interesting, all gaming related too, to be honest, which is really, really neat to get. To ask for gaming questions, and we get gaming questions. It's the best. So I'm being a little facetious. Shout out Bags. Bags, stick around for the the listener questions. Now, before we do that, what's going on? What have you been up to?
A lot. I've been up to a lot. So I've been playing a lot of Once Human. As you folks know, as you know, I've been talking on the pod for a few weeks now, and things have been going well. I've got a good sized community over on Discord now. Got a lot of awesome people in there. Things are blowing up a little bit, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been making some great content over on YouTube, so I've been just spending a lot of time making videos. I've been streaming on Twitch as well, at Maddie Gorm. In case you're curious about that, that's been a lot of fun. So I kind of did a lot of that this weekend. I also took a little time to kind of just relax a bit, just because last week with the launch of the game, a lot going on. I was up pretty late. I had a 10-hour stream on Tuesday. Excuse me, I'm burping here already. I had a 10.5-hour stream on Tuesday. So just trying to recoup a little bit from that. It's a lot of work too, you know, like I'm not a full-time streamer, full-time content creator or anything like that, but props to those guys that sit there all day and do that every single day, because it is a lot of work to like just keep talking to people, trying to stay entertaining, and also trying to play the game at the same time, you know. So it's a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. So yeah, I've been having a blast this past week or so. I'm still on the grind, but took a little time to kind of just relax. Weather's been super hot here too, so I haven't really wanted to go outside to do anything. So it's kind of been a nice excuse to just sit in the house and watch some movies, which, by the way, I know you recommended this a while ago. We watched Barbarian the other day for the first time. What a weird movie.
It's so crazy.
It was wild. I was like, what is that thing? So I recommend it. If anyone out there hasn't seen Barbarian, don't look up anything about it. Just watch the movie because I didn't know what to expect at all. And I was like, this is wild. So we watched that kind of on one of those days off there. But it's been a good week. What about you, Tommy? How's everything going?
Well, dude, I'm happy for you because you've been making content for as long, not as long as I know you, but I've known you since you were born. You've been making content for like years and years and years. And you know, obviously you've had success. You know, Gears of War was definitely a stellar golden era for you. But now with Once Human, seeing the success that you're having, the amount of views you're getting, the people tuning into your streams, the people coming into your Discord, it's really awesome to see.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot about Once Human, but guess what? You bet your dollar I am commenting on all those videos. Something
I see ya.
Something generic. Yeah, this is lit. You know, stuff like that.
Best video ever.
This is awesome. Pay him more. But it's really cool to see. And it's exciting. Just just remember where you come from.
I will. Don't worry. Yeah. No, it's the best part about all of it, because, you know, I have been making content. This has definitely been like the best experience I've had as a content creator. But mm-hmm. What makes it the best is like all the people, like just chatting with all these different people, you know, just talking about the game. That's like specifically with live streaming, what makes it so much fun. It makes it so easy to go through a 10-hour stream. I think I only hit like level 10 in the game through 10 hours of streaming. There's 50 levels in it. And I probably should have been higher, but I spent so much time just talking to the chat and just having a great time. So that's what's really been like special for me, of just like kind of starting to build those relationships with people. So it's been fun, you know, it's been great. I can't wait for the future, but yeah, I appreciate all the, I see the comments, Tom, I see them. I like them, you know?
Oh yeah.
I appreciate the support there.
You know, drop a heart every once in a while. Why not, you know, get yeah. crazy, but, you know, it's really cool. And the street, and you're right, like a two stream that long, you have to be crazy, because yeah. you're talking to the computer with nobody on the other end except for a chat that yeah. you know are all bots anyway. No, I'm kidding.
expensive bots, expensive, you know. Yeah, yeah.
But no, that's awesome. But I had a less busy weekend, I guess. But my lady was away on her bachelorette this weekend, so you know. Obviously, I went hog wild and went crazy here back at home, which wasn't really that. But I had a river float on Saturday. So going tubing with a friend I made through Flesh and Blood. And he invited me last year. It was a lot of fun. Just really, he's become like a really good friend. And I'm just glad to be included. And it's very cool. But last year, I remember I only brought like flip-flops, and then the flip-flops when you're tubing, when you have to like get up or something like that and move out of like a shallow part of the river, you lose your flip-flop and you're like you know flailing around trying to get the flip-flops. So I was like, yeah. I'm gonna go get some water shoes, right? And listen, I don't have shame. I don't get a lot of shame ever, right? I'm rather shameless, right? And even when it comes to my purchases, I'll go anywhere. I'll buy feminine products. I'll buy anything. It doesn't matter, diapers. I mean, I guess that would be relatively normal, but not for me. I don't have kids. But
that would be weird.
That would be weird.
Went and just bought diapers that yeah. weren't your size. You just
but they don't
just
know. To have them. But you know, I will buy whatever. I don't care what people think. But for some reason, buying